Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us now. Ellen, the president continues his tour of California, and while that's going on, news breaks that the Prez is seeking some limits on tax-exempt groups. This is pretty big news.
It is pretty big news. These are 501c3s, which are tax-exempt groups. They're everything from My Goats Group to ChangeAmerica.com or whatever it might be. And the White House is saying, and the administration is saying, that they're going to issue guidelines to the Treasury Department and the IRS that they're going to focus on campaign ads that these group writes, get out the vote, voter guides that they put out. And that they're claiming that, of course, this is all because they're concerned about pipelines or air or water or whatever or guns. But they're really just ways of getting campaign contributions to people and hiding where the money is coming from.
Yeah. This, I think, will be something that will be debated for quite some time anyway, because, like you said, this goes back to the whole IRS thing and the Tea Party and all of that, what, over a year ago when all that broke.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so the other big thing is the White House pushing the boulder uphill in a way. They got a tough court showdown on the Obamacare mandate. Handicap that for us. What's the deal there?
Well, we don't know what the outcome is going to be. It's going to go before the Supreme Court. This has to do with two companies, one, well, pretty well known, called Hobby Lobby, and the other, a group in Pennsylvania. They're both sort of family-owned companies. They have a very strict religious viewpoint, and they don't want to pay for contraception care under the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. also known as Obamacare. And so the Supreme Court agreed to hear this case. It will be, you only need four Supreme Court justices to hear a case. It will be heard in March, probably not a decision till June. It's going to be one of their bigger cases this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be watching that closely. Ron, let's jump to Iran. And actually, there was two criticisms. One, a pastor who is in prison for 8 years. And then there's this former FBI agent who's a businessman also. And why was none of that negotiated as part of this deal with Iran?
Well,
there's a lot of criticism.
It was interesting because I actually felt it should have been negotiated. And Bob Ney, former congressman who speaks Farsi and taught in Iraq, said to me that he thought that we ought to wait. He just sent me an email. We ought to wait until we have more of a relationship established with him and more of a track record before he demands that they come back that very day.
Mm. All right. He spent a lot of time there. And his book, Sideswiped, as you know, which you published, your company published, was an excellent read, by the way. One of the best things I read all of 2013. I'm not just saying that. I read it in a night. But he speaks about all of that experience there, and it was fascinating.
That's right. And what happened to him, I mean, they basically got out of town because they had to.
Yeah.
And it was a time that the Shah of Iran was going down the tubes very quickly. But the thing is that Iran is not somebody that, they have a very young population. A lot of the people there do all this stuff underground, and we have an option of really sort of winning them over to our side.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Well, Kerry says, look, we drove a hard bargain. We'll see how that all falls out with the whole sanctions and the cry and the back and forth over that and what ultimately happens with this new president. It's going to be one of the interesting stories, I think, heading into 2014. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. Talk Radio News, we appreciate
it. Thank you.
So it is Thanksgiving time, and throughout this show, we're going to weave in the biggest turkeys in 2013. Come on, we had to use the turkey somehow. Who do you think were the biggest turkeys in really any sense of the word? It could be somebody from the world of politics, just somebody in general who did something that was really unbelievable to you. Or it could be someone in sports, business, you name it, across the board. So we're weaving that into the conversation. We've got a turkey in our studios, in our plush studios back in Minneapolis that we'll hear from a little bit later in the show. And we're going to weave that in throughout, as I mentioned. It's interesting because I really feel like I am the poll princess, and we've had pollsters on the show before, and we're going to do that more in 2014 just to get a sense, and even have some polls, just to get a sense, our own polls, more polls, as to what really the ripple effect of what's happening in Washington is going to be as we get closer to midterms, and then we look at 2016 and whatnot, because 2014, I think, is going to be a really big, big, big year. So a new CNN ORC poll is showing that there's been a big turnaround in the control of Congress, the battle in the control of Congress anywhere for the midterm elections anyway. So a month ago, Democrats had a 50% 42 advantage. If I'm a Democratic strategist, I feel pretty good about that. This is among registered voters and just a generic ballot. That's the only way you can do this thing, right? And now it seems to have flipped because the battle for the shutdown of the federal government, and that was over Obamacare, ultimately was tied to that. Now the Democratic lead has evaporated. The poll shows that the Republicans have a 49% to 47% edge. And this is CNN ORC. This is their poll. So they go from 50% to 42% to flipping it the other way, 49% to 47%, which means it's very, very close. And that's what I think we're going to see in those midterm elections. That means we could see a full-on swing when it comes to some of the representatives in Congress. And as I said, you know, this is not that far away. As you look at it, pretty soon we'll sweep into December, and then we kick into the next year. So a 10-point swing over all of the outrage over the affordable health care rollout, and then ultimately what's been the realization so far for a lot of people. It's funny, I was watching, you know, I watched a lot of different shows from the extreme left to the extreme right, just to get a sense, a flavor of what's out there. And I was listening to Rachel Maddow, who sometimes has some pretty interesting guests. Boy, further from any of the things that I'm hearing from Democrats and from Republicans, she says that the health care, she was talking about the health care rollout, that most Americans feel good about it. Feel good about it. I was thinking, where is this information coming from? And I'll be the first person to say that if that was what I see. But we don't hear that on this show. Even from plenty of the Democrats that we hear from. There are a few exceptions. Rick in Illinois. He says it's better for him. He's getting more advantages, and nothing is going up with his insurance. He works for a decent company. But for the most part, that is not what we have seen. And it's interesting to see that poll come out that shows a complete swing, a 10-point swing. I talked to a Democratic strategist the other day who said they are really worried, and that's why they are pushing so hard to have the president out there, to have Sebelius trying to scramble and get things right with the Affordable Care Act, with the rollout of healthcare.gov, because of the perception and the reality and what's starting to happen, the slipping in the polls, and the fear that this may cost some big Democrats their seat in 2014. What do you think? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight, if you want to take a chip shot at the CNN org poll saying that there's been a big switch, that the Democrats had a 10-point lead, suddenly it's flipped in the other direction because of the rollout of Obamacare, the problems, the realization of what's happening to some people, the Democrats' edge is starting to melt away. And will that still hold up when it comes to the midterm elections? 855-266-5283. Plus, let's have some fun with the turkeys. Biggest turkeys of 2013. Matt is in the land of turkeys, Matt Johnson, and he found a homeless one somehow that didn't make its way into a grocery freezer or a shelf and brought it to the studio. So biggest turkeys of 2013 is so wide open. How about Anthony Weiner? Almost a layup, however, because it was easy to beat him up before when he was a congressman and really had a lock on his district, New York's 9th congressional district, from 1999 to 2011. That was when he decided he was going to photograph his package and tweet it all over the place to different women he had met through various websites. It was just an insane thing. But the fact that Anthony Weiner decided to run for the mayor of New York, and somehow people were a little bit in the forgiving mood. His wife had had a baby and some of the whole sexting thing, I guess, might have been in the rearview mirror for a few moments anyway, but he just could not help himself. And he was back at it again. It's so crazy because this is a guy who the Democrats, the trajectory was that he could be, no joke, somebody who is considered to be a potential presidential nominee. He never got less than 59% of the vote. He had to resign in 2011, in June of that year, because of that whole sexting scandal thing. And then he could not help himself. He didn't want to stay away from politics, so he decides he's going to try to run for mayor, and then that's a disaster again because he's back at the shenanigans. Sexting just doesn't work when you're in politics. And you drop out and you get this second scandal just a couple of months after you return to politics. You got all these photos that were sent under the crazy alias Carlos Danger. So that's cockamamie already. It's nutty. My name's Carlos Danger. Carlos Danger to a 22-year-old who he had contact with in, you know, met her somehow in 2013 in the spring, and this was after the whole congressional thing happened. So he blew it. He messed up. And it just, you just have to say he was one of the biggest turkeys in politics because he was stupid to get back into it in the first place, knowing that he didn't have the stamina to stay away from his addiction. You know, I mean, kicking a guy when he's down is just so easy, right? But, and for whatever the shortcomings, he just needed to stay away from politics. That's it. That's it. All right, then another person I would put on my list, and I've got a whole bunch of them, would be Alex Rodriguez. And Alex Rodriguez goes on the turkey list, one of the biggest turkeys for 2013, because, of course, he was, you know, one of the PD guys. And now he's got the whole lawsuit going, and he's good for lawyers because lawyers make a lot of money off of A-Rod. And now the latest on the lawsuit against Major League Baseball and Bud Selig. So this time, you know, it's also the commissioner, too. The whole thing is that what he's doing and what's next for him is that I guess in this lawsuit, they have a picture of Selig with a fan who was wearing a Cincinnati Reds hat and a T-shirt that said A-Roid. So he posed for a picture, and he poses for lots of pictures with people, and this kid happened to have that shirt on. So what they're contending is that it's a cowardly stance, that it's inappropriate to pose with a young fan wearing that T-shirt with a derogatory message. And Selig hasn't been involved in any testifying under oath for anything with the PED hearing since 2002. And it's not that I'm a big fan of Bud Lights, not necessarily at all, but this just smacks of the same old A-Rod stuff, right? So anything to continue the art of spin. He is a turkey. He is arrogance beyond words. And he was an incredible baseball player when he first started out, and he had the skills, there's no doubt about it. And certainly all the way through, watch him, even if you watched him with the Yankees, but enough was never enough for Alex Rodriguez. And I think he was phony baloney from the start. I covered him twice. He was okay to me. It wasn't that I had a problem with him, but you could sort of see through the act. And I think some of his teammates felt the same way. So this is a 3-time American League MVP. Finally saying he used PEDs when he was with the Texas Rangers, where he got an unbelievable amount of money to play the game of baseball from 2001 to 2003. He was suspended in August of this year for his involvement in the Biogenesis scandal. And, you know, all kinds of crazy things are happening. He was part of, he's been in court with all this stuff, and he left a hearing the other day, and said the proceedings were a farce and written in a written statement. That's what he said. And then he went on a radio station that I used to work for, WFAN, and talked about it, saying that denying that he used performance-enhancing drugs. And so, no, which is it? And saying that Selig hates his guts and all this other kind of nonsense. But it's more of the same Alex Rodriguez. So, to me, he is a turkey. There's two of mine, Anthony Weiner and Alex Rodriguez. And, you know, I would put on my list as well for turkeys, I think I would put John Boehner. And the reason I would put John Boehner is because I mentioned the flip in the polls and how that's turned around because of Obamacare. But I think that he was so concerned about not losing his speakership that he blew the shutdown. I mean, the 16 days of government shutdown that cost us $25 billion, was that really necessary? I mean, you know, somebody should write a book. And in fact, there always is a book-like set of pages put together about government waste every single year. But money that's just thrown into thin air to close down the government, for what's the purpose of that? And he can't decide, is he jumping on the bandwagon, not jumping on the bandwagon, then he's jumping on the bandwagon. To me, he's right there on that cut line of flip-flopping. I can stomach any politician, Democrat, Republican, Independent, or simply confused, if they are what they are. If you really think, at least you feel like you're getting, I don't know, 85% of the truth out of them, right? But with Boehner, I think he had decent reasons for running, and they got all gunked up as he started to go along, and especially once he became the Speaker of the House, because there were things that he did not stand up for, did not believe in, and went along with anyway, and it was very, very costly, to the tune of $25 billion. So I would also put him on the list. You may have a much different list than mine. There are so many people that you'll probably throw on a turkey list. So what do you think? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I need somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but at no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
All right, we're talking Turkey's Biggest Ones in 2013. It's a layup, and Jack Down Under says the president, Obama, he would put him on the list. I'm sure there are a lot of people listening to this show and others that would say Obama, biggest turkey. Certainly the biggest blunders of his so far, his presidency, are now. And he would say that, and you can tell that in this tour where he's trying, it's almost like an apologist tour. So it doesn't matter if you wear the D or the R, you can see that with him, that he realizes the ball was dropped big time and there's no way to hide this. You just got to get in front of it. So turkeys can be anybody on the list. There's some really obvious layup ones, and then there's some that aren't quite as obvious. Matt, you and I are not only fans of information just in general, but we both like sports. I mentioned Alex Rodriguez, and I think you have somebody else good as far as a turkey is concerned.
Yeah, I'd go with Ryan Braun just because, I mean, that kind of happened months ago at the beginning of the baseball season, so it's been kind of swept under the rug, I guess, because it's not in your immediate memory, but he basically destroyed the entire Brewers season. And also, if you think back to what was it, even a year or 2 years ago, they chose him to give him a long extension instead of Prince Fielder, and you're giving your money to a guy whose whole career is based off of steroids now rather than Prince Fielder, who's been doing, obviously he got traded now, so you can't tell how things would have been, but Prince Fielder's been playing well. And so that the whole dynamic of that team changed, and Dane were never even in it this year. He just, and I mean, he had a relationship with Aaron Rodgers. They had a chain of restaurants, I think, that went under because Rodgers was out there defending Ryan Braun and saying, this is my friend, he's my guy. Now you made him look bad. I mean, just everything he did was just awful.
Yeah, no. I agree. I think that maybe because he played for the Brewers, but if you think back to the summertime, absolutely. And he's a guy who lied. He was a doper, and he was selfish. He was 65-game suspension for that whole biogenesis thing. And I think all the reasons
and
why.
Too, he threw the, what was it, the so many people under the bus, including the sample guy who like was just dragged through the mud because he had, I don't know, what did he do? He took the sample home with him or something. I can't remember what happened, but he just basically was flat-out denying, did the whole Lance Armstrong thing to a T, throwing everyone else under the bus when it's you who are, in fact, lying.
Yeah, and so, you know, so that's it. He took it to a different level. He was like a witch hunt. He made it, as somebody said, I read a great piece, an editorial, when this happened back in July, and somebody said he made it into more than a witch hunt. He made it worse by some of the things that he did. And he really messed up his team, no doubt about it.
I mean, as far as politics go, I don't know if you have this conversation without mentioning him, even though I find a lot of comedy in him, so I don't know if I would definitely select him, but I think he's got to be thrown in the conversation as the Canadian Chris Farley, Rob Ford.
Oh, absolutely. The crazy nonsense that came out of his mouth, the mayor. You're talking about the mayor of Toronto.
Yes.
Yes, the mayor of Toronto. And with the, you know, he did coke, he was drunk, he, you know, got stripped of all his powers by the city council. But things that we can't even say on this air that he said are just insane. Yes.
If you want to
I don't get
yourself,
it.
There is a a pretty good mashup of Chris Farley and Rob Ford in one YouTube clip, and it's astounding how similar these guys are.
I love it. All right, we're going to have to check that out. Okay, those are both good. Both good. I like them. You want to throw in your turkeys? You can do that. 855-266-5283. Don't forget, in the third hour, we have Nail the Score, the special holiday edition, believe it or not. Yep, for two segments in the third hour. We decided we're going to do it. I know a lot of people are on planes, trains, and automobiles, but what the heck? We didn't want to skip it this week because it's another big week in the NFL, and we do it for fun. We got to laugh a little on this show. Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Hello, Dan. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. Dan fell asleep. Maybe. Oh, there he is. I knew you were there. Were you? What were you making, stuffing?
No, I was putting the phone down.
All right.
Okay. These two young prostitutes were getting started down at New Orleans at the French Quarter, and they were upstairs, and they said, well, how are we going to get the guys up here? Leave it to me. So she bent over the balcony showing a great deal of cleavage, and two sailors were walking by, and she said, hey, boys, if you come up here, we'll give you something you never had before. The other one punched the other one in the ribs, and he says, what do you think of God, Harry? Leprosy?
Clever. I
okay.
Like it.
My turkey is the Wrong Way Corgan, also known as the Mombasa Kenya Kid, also known as Barack Obama. I am enjoying what's happening because he's going to stew in his own juices, and he will be impeached after we retake the Senate, and they're just biding their time till they can get control of the Senate where they can pull off what they want to do. And it's goodbye, half black, half white, half ass president.
I like you pull no punches. So a lot of people are going to say Obama. You know that
He's going down.
If the numbers switch, like you say, too, on the as far as the count on the Senate, things definitely could change in a couple of different directions. There's no question about it. And he himself realizes that, you know, the presidents care about legacy because that's part of the deal. I mean, you can't have, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, you have to have some sort of a great sense of self, first of all, to go through the gymnastics that you go through in fundraising and to be president. But you have a healthy ego, and this is his ego is being just absolutely battered to the ground, and there's no place to hide because people are affected. People are affected by the Affordable Care Act. Now, somebody who is at the bottom of the pile and is not making great money anyway, and they're struggling, maybe they're getting a break, but we've also seen the opposite of that. So it's just sort of a narrow window defined by individuals as to whether or not this is a good thing for you temporarily or it's not a good thing. I think the ultimate deal was to make it a single payer. I think that had to be the goal because the chaos that's happening, I do not believe it's invented. I mean, this isn't politics. This is just real. This is walking around and talking to people. I live in a neighborhood that is half right. I mean, conservative as can be, and then half Democratic. I live in a schizophrenic neighborhood, but I love it. I love the people, and they're very, they actually, everybody gets along, and they're very politically motivated. They talk openly about politics. And Democrats, the Democratic-leaning people and the Republican-leaning people are all saying what a disaster this has been. So this is, you know, it's not even an ideology thing. It's just what it is. And part of that goes back to is Bill Maher, who hates the Republicans, hates the Tea Party and what it stands for. And by the way, can be a very funny, clever comedian. He says it. He says that who knew that the crappy website could have released all of this on the Democrats. And the Democrats had the advantage with the shutdown, whether it was right or not. And they've given the ball back to the Republicans. We'll see when it actually comes to a vote, though. We'll see what happens with, like, a senator like Mary Landrieu in a state like Louisiana. She's a Democrat. Let's see. She's been pushing against the some of the parts of the individual mandate because of the cancellations, and she realizes it because that's her constituents who are really, really, really furious over what's happened here. Turkey-wise, I would also put Kathleen Sebelius on the list. Why? Because, hey, if I'm the cabinet member, like it or not, the buck stops with me. Her spot is HHS. She's the secretary. So she might not have designed the website. Of course she didn't. And there's many layers between her and the website and healthcare.gov and just the Affordable Care Act and all of that. But this was the baby. You don't just hand off the baby right away. You have to really be hands-on, get daily reports, make big decisions, go to the president. I find it hard to believe that all of that was going on. And I think that she's a turkey because she, if I'm a Democratic strategist, I am not happy with her. I don't care what her credentials are. I don't care what she did in the past to become the secretary. She really blew it, and she really blew it for Obama. So I would have her on that list of turkeys, without a doubt. She needed to be on top of the website and the rollout. Even if there were a few problems, which naturally there could easily be problems in any rollout, but to the extent and the level that they were, I'm going to put on her. She should have been all over this. Even if they had to punt a date here and there, that's what should have happened. In fact, she should have been fired, so she may be the biggest turkey of them all, or she perhaps is the luckiest turkey of them all, depending on how you look at it. All right, coming up next, it's your business. Stay with us.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan death toll tops 5,200 2 weeks after the storm smashed the Philippines. This Thanksgiving, let's not forget those who lost their lives and the 13 million left homeless without food and clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Longevity and the Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNlive.com and look for Help Feed the Philippines or call 877-878-4203 and thank you.
Of It's Your Business, Anthony Ciccarelli joins us, and he's got a cool deal, a thing called High Peels. And when you think, I just want you to think about this for a second. You don't go to the website yet or anything like that. What do you think High Peels is? What do you think? You have any idea what High Peels means? It's funny. I like to play this word game with myself, and when I first was sent a link to it, I didn't actually look at it because I wanted to try to envision, okay, high heels, what is that? And if you were thinking heels, comfort, then ding, 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 get it right. I actually really like the name, but, you know, when you think of high heels, you don't think of comfort, and that's the idea behind this. Am I right?
Yes, Kate, that's correct.
What did you do differently? And what led you to design this product, to come up with this product?
Well, the way I've actually designed it, let's start from the beginning. My friend flew down and she packed an entire suitcase full of high heel shoes. And me being a guy, I thought that was insane. I was like, why can't you just have one shoe and change out the skins? So that's when my light bulb went off, per se. And the way I've actually designed the product, it actually covers the outside of the shoe, and it also lines the inside of the shoe. So what women tell me is it feels like wearing like a sock or a nylon with their high heels, and it helps to increase the comfort because it prevents the rubbing in the Achilles and any blisters at the toes.
Wow, so the light bulb moment goes off when you realize what's happening with her. And then when you actually go to design it, did you just listen to what the complaints were and then you decided, okay, well, this would be a way to mess around with this and this would probably work on shoes?
Yeah. It's funny you actually bring that up. I think I'm going to be a great husband one day because I've had to listen to women. I mean, considering I've never worn a pair of high heels in my life, I've never had a chance to test my product. I've had to listen to women and get their feedback and say, hey, how can you fix, what would make this better for you? Or how did this feel for you? And it's one of those things I had to take the expert's advice and kind of cater my product to it. And that's kind of what's led to this ongoing involvement of the product and how we're, here it is almost a little over a year and a half later and I'm starting to manufacture and design shoes too. I never would have thought.
It's interesting. So you start to do this, you come up with the idea, and this will be interesting for all the entrepreneurs listening. And how do you dive in and go about it? I mean, what are some of the couple of the key things that you had to do to make this become a reality?
Honestly, it was just prototyping. You can go the expensive route and have a company do it for you. I'm a very hands-on person. I like doing it myself. You give me a problem, I'll solve it one way or another. With that said, my first prototype, you're going to laugh. It was literally a tube sock, a hair tie, some crude stitching, and cut in the right areas. And I still have my original prototype to this day. Every time I look back at it, I'm just like, wow, it's evolved from that. It's gone so much further.
Yeah, then you once you do it, it evolves. Then you have to figure out, okay, am I doing guerrilla marketing? How do you quickly get the word out? Because eventually it is word of mouth. Besides advertising or websites or all that, when did it really bounce for you? Because you said it's just been about a year. When did you know? Wow, this is really starting to catch fire.
Well, it's we're still in the process. We just launched, actually. It's taken me about a year and a half to develop the product, and it's just been mainly through, like, close friends and friends of friends, and just watching everybody's reactions when they see the product and the girl that gets to actually wear it, test it. Just their positive feedback from that's what's kept me pushing forward with it. Right now, I'm basically, girls love their selfies and posted on Instagram and stuff like that. So whatever my idea is to get product out to as much of my friends as possible and just have them just spread the word that way because it's a new concept that's never been done before and it needs that person there to say, hey, check this out and this is how it works. When I first came up with it, people thought that I was using glues or magnets to hold it onto the shoe. I've designed it to work with an existing pair of shoes, and once people find out that it lines the inside of the shoes, you can just see that their eyes are like, wow, okay, I get the concept now.
So you're all roads lead to the website, I'm assuming, right? So tell us the website.
Sure. The website's High Peels, that's HIGHPHEELS.com.
All right, I love it. Anthony, continued success with trying to develop all of this. It sounds really, really interesting. Anthony Ciccarelli, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, you got to love it. Again, another entrepreneur. When we do these segments, it's your business. We're trying to introduce you to people who come up with sometimes wild ideas, scrape money together. And this is what now a lot of people in the country are going toward anyway, because the idea of working for corporations, while there are some and there are some still, there are jobs in engineering and coding and all of that, they're getting smaller and smaller. There are only so many people that can jump on those jobs. So there are a lot of people that are starting their own businesses and coming up with things that are new and different is the first part. Dreaming it up is the first part of being an entrepreneur. Then the rest is getting it to market, which is a lot tougher to do. So I love it when someone's positive and they feel like they're going to, break through the wall and have it happen for them. Now, it's interesting. I was looking at today a bunch of money sections, and I was reading the Wall Street Journal and seeing what they were talking about stock-wise. And, of course, in the Wall Street Journal, some of what they talk about is how the news affects the monetary situation. And Black Friday is something that everybody talks about. And the headline in the marketplace section of the Wall Street Journal said, Black Friday, a retail illusion. And I'm thinking, a retail illusion? I was in New Jersey last year for Thanksgiving, and even my crazy cousins thought they were going to get some television for, you know, $400 off, however big the screen was. And they were out there after the dishes were done, everybody had hung out, at 1 o'clock in the morning. So an illusion, perhaps, but there are sales that happen as a result. And the whole thing of the overnight has become just so big. And more stores are open late on Thanksgiving. You know, you think Walmart's open, there's 24 hours, but they hype it up. The Best Buys always hype it up, same thing of whatever it is that they're trying to sell. It's 40% off, it's 50% off, you know, whatever it is. But I guess the illusion is you think you're getting something for nothing. You think you're getting a huge bargain, but typically what they're doing is they're just rolling their prices back to catch up, and maybe that's part of what they mean. So, in other words, they knew that certain things were going to go on sale, and when you see the sale sign, you think, oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. And then you start buying other things, so they end up making their money anyway. Discounts might be way up, and that's what it looks like to people, but I think that more people go out for Black Friday now than ever, and we've seen that there's been problems with that, too, because people get in line, and then they open the doors, and it's like animals who haven't been fed in days running for the mere morsels. Because the other clever thing that a lot of these stores do is they only have so many of the discounted things, whether it's televisions or games or whatever the item is or items, they run out. So you're in line and you're number whatever in line, and you waited for how many hours after Thanksgiving and you didn't actually get it. So you ended up picking some other things up in the store instead, unless you got there really, really early. Ugh, Black Friday, I have to tell you, I have never, ever shopped on Black Friday in my life. I don't know about the rest of you. Avoid it. Avoid it if you can.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.